Today in our own culture, we seldom hear of Christians who have given their lives because of their faith. That, of course, happened to James, the half-brother of Jesus Christ, and to Stephen, and to Paul, and Peter. But that seems so far removed from us today. However, all this week on Renewal, you'll hear a chilling story that just may bring New Testament martyrdom into the 21st century. Here now is our host and teacher, Dr. Gene Getz.
Well, thank you very much, Alan, and we are unfolding a story that is still unfolding because the person who committed a horrible crime is still on the loose, and we're certainly praying that at some point in time he will be brought to justice. But my special guests are Chris and Kathy Cutshell. Welcome back to Renewal, Chris and Kathy.
Thank you, Gene.
Glad to be back with you.
And, of course, we're talking about a painful memory and yet one that God has been very present in your life. But basically, Chris, just summarize for us what happened. Your daughter, who was engaged to Jason, Lindsay was her name, were out camping together, and they were engaged, looking forward to their marriage, and they were sleeping together, not in sleeping bags together, but separately, because they were very much committed to purity in this relationship. But they were killed. Someone walked in and killed them. Just summarize for us what happened.
Okay, Gene. Yeah, that's right. They both would think that it would be immoral to sleep together, but it'd also be immoral for them to be in a hotel together as well. So they are campers, and they were camping. It was Lindsay's last weekend before she came home to finish preparations for their marriage. And so they went to San Francisco. After they visited the city, they found a remote beach in a sense that would be very difficult to access. It was a very steep cliff to hike down. During the middle of the night sometime, someone came on the beach and with a high-powered rifle shot them both, murdered them.
And, of course, Kathy, it took how long before you were able to find out they were missing from the camp? That was one of the first things. And
yes.
Knowing that they were very responsible people, they called you and said, have you heard from them? Obviously, you had not. They knew there was trouble. And I guess it was on a Wednesday when they were spotted by some people in a helicopter.
Yes, that's true. But it wasn't until the next day that we were actually notified. And we were notified that they had found the car and that they had found two bodies. It took a little while longer to verify who it was, but we were pretty certain that it was them. And it took a little while longer, too, to figure out exactly what had happened to them.
Well, this has to be an incredibly traumatic event when you receive this news. I do remember when it was announced on the news, on all the news broadcasts. And, of course, it's still an open-ended case. What are the theories? They have theories, Chris, on what happened, who this was, what the motive was?
That's all they have right now, Gene, is theories. The neat thing about our detectives that are working the case is they're so committed to this. I think they're used to working with people that put themselves in situations where, you know, what do you expect? But our kids were so innocent, and it was such a, from a human perspective, such a senseless killing that they, from the get-go, just really got involved in it and are very committed to it. We've been told a number of times that they're going to turn every rock upside down. They're going to work on this until they figure out what's going on. But there are a couple of theories, at least, that we've heard and that are real possibilities for us. One would be that perhaps our kids met someone in a store, you know, maybe a convenience store or something, and someone walked up to them, approached them, and talked to them. Lindsay and Jason were very committed to Christ, and so it wouldn't have surprised us if, given the opportunity, they would have talked about their faith. They wouldn't have rammed it down anybody's throat, but they were very open. And so it wouldn't take much, I don't think, for someone to realize that perhaps these are Christians. And they actually then stalked them because of that. That's a theory, that perhaps they were actually martyred for their faith.
Now, I think you also mentioned, when I heard you first share this at a pastor's conference, that one of the theories also is it was just a crazy territorial mentality.
Yeah, you know, that's a possibility. We cannot know until this man is captured, but, you know, that's a real possibility that, you know, that just somebody was protecting their turf kind of thing. which seems crazy to us.
Yeah, it does. The interesting thing about that theory is it would be strange if that were true, because he would have to leave his territory because he would be under tremendous suspicion, I would think, anyone in that territory. But, Kathy, take us back to when you heard this news. I guess initially, like any crisis like this, you're stunned. You can't believe what you're hearing. There's got to be another explanation. Take us back for a moment and walk us through that.
Well, I'll take you back to Monday morning when we received the phone call. Monday's our day off, so we were just getting ready to leave. In fact, I had just sent out invitations to Lindsay's bridal shower and came back when the phone was ringing. And the people at the camp asked if we knew where Lindsay and Jason were. Well, that brought such great concern, I handed the phone over to Chris and let him deal with it. And I think at that time, it just started to begin to build. But I think you also have to make a decision when things like this happen as to what you're going to fall on. And we fell on our faith, and we fell on God. And we knew that no matter what would happen, that he would bring us through, and he did. And even though we had this tremendous, tremendous hurt and pain, and we were scared, there was this indescribable peace that was underlining it all, because I'm not the type of person that I would think I could get through something like this without falling apart, and I couldn't unless I had Christ, and he just carried me through it all. And each day it built more and more and more, and I think it was probably Wednesday when we first heard the words foul play, and that was just so hard to believe. It just didn't sink in. But I also thank the Lord for the 4 days, because I think he knew we needed those days, and it wasn't just one huge shock. He got us ready for it. And when I found out that they weren't suffering those 4 days, they weren't kidnapped, they weren't hurt, that they were already in heaven, it was such a relief just to know that they were okay and they were in God's hands. And that was the worst part, I think, of the 4 days, wondering if they're in pain, are they hurting. Yes, we had to deal with it on this part, but of course the mother's heart, the first thing is, what are they dealing with? And when I found out that they were already in heaven and in the Lord's arms, it was such a relief. I know it's hard to understand, maybe, to describe it that way, because yes, there were still grief and pain and loss that you just can't even imagine, but yet the assurance that they were with Jesus and the peace that he was giving me was just unfathomable.
Well, my special guest here on Renewal all this week, Chris Cutchell, his wife Kathy. You just heard Kathy share about how God met their needs at a time of great crisis. And we'll look forward to having you back again tomorrow. We're going to continue to unfold this story. There's some interesting things that evolved in relationship to some things they found on the beach, some quotes, some statements that they made. And we want to share that with all of you who are listening. You'll want to join us again tomorrow. I'm Gene Getz, your host here on Renewal. So stay with me. I'll be right back.
All right. Thank you, Gene. And thanks so much to your special guests who have certainly demonstrated unbelievable faith in a time of incredible tragedy. Well, Gene, this story not only recreates what happened to some believers in the first century, namely martyrdom, but it also demonstrates the same kind of faith and hope that we see in the New Testament.
Well, that's right, Alan. For example, I think of Stephen, who stood before the Sanhedrin and delivered that powerful, powerful message to people who hated the gospel and hated Jesus Christ and consequently hated Stephen. We read in the book of Acts, chapter 7, verse 54, when they heard this, that is, Stephen giving witness to the fact that they had taken the life of Jesus. When they heard this, they were furious, and they gnashed their teeth at him. But Stephen, full of the Holy Spirit, and here you see incredible faith, incredible hope in the light of what is about to happen. In spite of near death, in spite of the fact that they were going to take his life, Stephen looked up to heaven, and he saw the glory of God, and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. "Look," he said, "I see heaven open, and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God." And at this they covered their ears, and yelling at the top of their voices, they all rushed at him, dragged him out of the city, and began to stone him. And meanwhile, the witnesses laid their clothes at the feet of a young man named Saul. And while they were stoning him, Stephen prayed, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." And then he fell on his knees and he cried out, "Lord, do not hold this sin against them." And when he said this, he fell asleep. We have here an incredible illustration of faith and hope right in the very view of the fact that his life was going to be taken. You know, the Apostle Paul, when he wrote his last letter to Timothy, the man that had served by his side all those years, he simply said this, "For I am already being poured out like a drink offering, and the time has come for my departure. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. And now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing." Yes, it's true that when we think of what happened to Jason and Lindsay that day there on that beach when their lives were taken, we see two people, they didn't know it was going to happen, but they were believers. They believed that they had an eternal home in heaven. And when someone with evil intentions took their life, they were transported from earth to heaven. And it's a wonderful story of faith and hope on the part of the parents who are left behind. We're going to talk about that the rest of this week. We have a book that we would like to make available to you. It's available for a donation of $12 or more to the Ministry of Renewal. It's a book that meant a lot to Chris and Kathy as they reflected on what happened to their daughter and their future son-in-law. It's a book that presents to you the hope that we have in Jesus Christ, no matter what the reason that we're taken home. Where will you spend eternity? What is the hope that you have? It's a book you can share with people who are grieving, and it'll be a great encouragement. It's available for a donation of $12 or more to the Ministry of Renewal. Simply contact us today here at 1-800-RENEWAL. That's our toll-free line, 1-800-RENEWAL. Or you can go to our website, renewalradio.org, or write us, and you can put a check in the mail today to the Ministry of Renewal for a donation of $12 or more. Box 2400 is our address, Box 2400, Dallas, 75221. I hope I'll hear from you today, and be sure to join us again tomorrow. Here now is our announcer to repeat that contact information.
Thank you, Gene. Once again, our phone number is 1-800-RENEWAL. That's toll-free, 1-800-RENEWAL. Or you can find us on the web at renewalradio.org. That's renewalradio.org. And our mailing address is Renewal, Box 2400, Dallas, Texas, 75221. Once again, that's Box 2400, Dallas, Texas, 75221. We hope to hear from you today and trust that you'll join us once again tomorrow right here on Renewal.